Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table. And I can just close my eyes and imagine seeing a round table as round as the world, and around it, mothers and daughters, all looking at each other with that sense of unity. Can we come together, close the gap, and create a whole new environment? I could see that. I hope you could see that as well. So hold on to that thought. Be right back. Yes, thank you for holding on, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Beautiful day today, Saturday morning. I am with my family, and I tell you, it doesn't get any better than that. Nothing like, you know, talking to my daughter is one thing, but then being with her is a whole different ballgame. So I thank God this morning for mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, just family, period. I mean, there's nothing better than having that relationship with your family. So, Father God, this morning we just thank you. I praise your name. Thank you for Jesus, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, most and foremost, I thank you for wisdom and understanding. My lesson this week was understanding. Once you get understanding, you elevate to a whole new, whole world. Father God, I thank you for patience and loving us unconditionally and being our big cheerleader saying, come on, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. Today I'm excited. I thank you. I love you. Every time I think about you choosing someone like me to do this, I get very humble because you could have chosen anyone, but you chose me, and I thank you for it. And that's why I pay very close attention to what you're saying, because I don't want to mess it up. So thank you for mothers and daughters around the world, that they all blessed, that their relationship become bonded, strong, and that the love in their heart mend, and that they filtrate those feelings, that energy, that love into their children. And their children's children. creating strong and healthy families. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when you're thinking about mother and daughter relationship, it's, you know, there's no way we can eliminate, you know, the father and son. It's just people sometimes say to me, well, you know, Dr. Fletcher, what about the father and son, or what about the mother and son? Yeah, I said, well, what about them? Because when you look at it and think about it, that question, because everybody comes through a mother. So, you know, when you're talking about mother and daughter, that daughter is going to reproduce what, another daughter or another, or a son. So there is no separation in what we do. When we say mother and daughter, we're just talking about the reproduction end of the human being. And God deliberately chose a woman to do that. He could have chosen a man, but he deliberately chose a woman. And we have to look at our purpose in life. Why are you here? What's your purpose? And in doing that, if you stay focused on your purpose, it's going to be what somebody else is doing or what somebody else thinks that you should do. My purpose is to minister, to preach the word, the gospel to mothers and daughters. That's my purpose. And my aha moment this week was, you know, I would say to people that, oh, I'm a minister and I'm a teacher. But I did not want to say that I was a preacher. I tried to avoid that word. Every time it come up, I would say, yeah, but, well, the enemy would try to talk me into it. Let's just be honest. Oh, but see, you're not a preacher. You're a teacher. You know, just like Jesus. Jesus taught. And so you're a teacher, and you minister to mothers and daughters. And, you know, I'd be like, yeah, that's right. Because I'm not a preacher. Well, my aha moment this week, you know, God been letting me go around and say that because in some ways I really was trying to avoid saying that I was a preacher. For some reason, I just didn't want to say that. And then having a conversation with God just yesterday is when I said, you know what? I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. Now, how did I come to that realization? I came to it when God said, I said, they will hear a preacher, that my people will hear a preacher. He didn't say if my people would hear a teacher. He didn't say my people will hear a minister. He said, my people will hear a preacher. And until you get ready to preach my word, they're not really going to hear you. They're going to pick up on a here, there, and the other. But the masses, to get the full understanding of what I want you to do, Bessie, my word will not go void, and it's not going to change for you. So my people will hear a preacher. And that's when I said, God, I am a preacher. Now things will move because I have accepted who I really, really am. And I just wanted to make that public this morning because we have to really find out what God has asked us to do, and we can't deviate from it. We can't pretend. We can't take some away from it to dress it up to make it to what we think it should be. Can't do that because then it changed the whole makeup of who we are and what our role. So with all that being said, I want you to just sit back, relax. I need to check something, and I'll be right back. All right, thank you. Had to judge some little technical stuff there. So that's kind of not what I've written this morning, But I wanted to share that with you because until we really own up to who we are and what God has called us to be, we're going to always go around that mountain and keep going around that mountain. And, you know, regardless of what I thought I want to be, that's not what God called me to be. He called me to preach the word. He called me to take the next, take the word to the next level where Jesus dropped it off. And he told me to focus on mothers and daughters. So I'm a preacher for mothers and daughters. And from this day forth, they will hear the word of God. So that's my aha moment. You're listening, mothers and daughters from around the world. You got to first know who you are before you can go and help someone else or before you can fulfill the purpose that God has put you on this earth. Go to God, ask him. He will tell you if you just listen. With that being said, you might want to call or text your girlfriends and your mothers and daughters and sisters and grandmothers and tell them to join us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the program this morning. If they want to join in, and click one, and I'll get to them as soon as I possibly can. Our stimulating topic this morning is, how is your mother and daughter relationship? That's the question. How is your mother and daughter relationship? And I think some of you should remember that from last week. We'll talk about it a little later. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and you're here on Blog Talk Radio at the Round Table with mothers and daughters from around the world. Interesting book out called They Call Me Ham. You can go to theycallmeham.com and look at the website, order the book, read it, especially if you are a mother with sons, middle school. You want to engage them in this book. The book is designed for Afro-American young men that right now are on the lowest end of the reading scale. Angela Huntley designed the book, and it's called They Call Me Ham at theycallmeham.com. All righty, check that out for your niece, your nephews, and you're saying we want to get involved with the young men, this is a way to do it. Get the book, get them reading, promote reading, and the next one is going to be a series, will come out probably this fall. They Call Me Ham at theycallmeham.com. This month coming up, the month of May, we're going to have the Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day, and we're in the midst of it. It's going to be a spotlight on mothers and daughters singing, mother and daughter dancing, and mothers and daughters sharing their best mother and daughter story. Now, how can you get involved in this? You can get involved all around the world. You can send us your videos, and we will use that as a part of the video competition for mothers and daughters around the world. You know, if you got your best mother and daughter story, you think it's unique, and no one else has that story, you want to send it in, you can sit and video yourself. Now you got the phones that can sit down and people video themselves and upload it. You can send it to us. You can be judged in that category as well from the audio portion of the contest, okay? So I'll give you the date. And the reason I'm saying we had May the 3rd, but I want to talk to the staff to finalize that and see if we might want to alter it just a little bit. But in the meantime, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. Email me your videos, and we'll go from there. Also, go to our website. It is www.msandmother, dsanddaughter, bsandbonding, nsandnetwork.org. Go visit, roam around, and if you have a great video of you and your mother, upload it to me, and we'll put it on the website. Start promoting your mother and daughter relationship. Again, our stimulating topic today is, how is your mother and daughter relationship? What are you doing? And we're going to talk about that. I want to thank Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paldo, Sandra D., Evangelist Davis, Dr. Green, Dr. Wilson, Dr. Wilcock, and Dr. Lovett, as well as all of the staff. Those are the co-hosts that kind of come in and out whenever they have the time and opportunity. You want to be a co-host, let me know. You want to be a guest on the show, let me know. And we'll be glad to share your mother and daughter story. So get your pen and paper out, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, and we're going to go into our weekly conversation. Remember, this whole year started off with a reality check, you know, a wake-up call for mothers and daughters. And the wake-up call is that it's based on Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is her daughter. So when God showed it to me, told me about it, he said, you know, that's a complete statement. Don't need to add anything. Don't need to take anything away. If you really ask God for the understanding of those few words, then, in fact, it's eight words. So is her daughter. He'll give you the understanding and show you how it fits into your mother and daughter relationship, you know, because every mother and daughter relationship is unique as an individual person. Excuse me. So last week or a few weeks ago, let's do that, just so that individuals will catch up with the conversation. For the newcomers that are coming on, we are on Blog Talk every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And what we do is that we have a conversation. I initiate the conversation and facilitate the conversation, and mothers and daughters jump in with their part of the conversation. Just imagine yourself sitting at a round table and we're having a cup of coffee and we have just an open discussion. I like that kind of thing. You know, when you're in your house and you got guests over and you got a few women around and you're just talking, you have a topic going, everybody's jumping in, telling how they feel about it. Well, that's the image that I see in my mind, is that we are sitting at a round table and we're having a conversation. So to catch you up with the conversation, a few weeks ago we talked about the invitation of life and how we are portraying a relationship that really is not the real relationship, but we're doing it because we don't want the public to know that we don't have a good relationship with our mother, our daughter. Excuse me. And then we came up with, will the real mother and daughter please stand? You know, are you living a lie, an existing in a dead mother and daughter relationship? Are you living the truth and existing in a truthful, live, living, breathing, enjoyable relationship? So you say, well, Dr. Fletcher, you know, how in the world I would know if I have a real relationship, you know? How do I know it's real? You'll know it in your heart. Because when you're doing the very best you can, you'll know. You know when you can do better. You're the mother. You know better. You know. And even the daughter, depending on the age, you know as well. You know when you're not doing your very best. You know when you're being evasive. You know when you're setting up the stage to get what you want. Deceitful. You know, every relationship have a variety of things that go on because people want what they want. And if they want you to do something, they set the stage to get you to participate and act out a role designed in their mind. So what role have you designed for your daughter? And what role have you designed for your mother? Who's acting out what role? Are you being honest? Are you having honest conversations? Are you spending your personal time together? Then you ask yourself the question, do I have life or death in my mother and daughter relationship? And that brings us to our stimulating topic this week. Well, last week. Sorry, I went 2 weeks prior to. Last week we talked about who's the parent, the mother or the daughter. And during that conversation, we discovered that the mother is not the parent and the daughter is not the parent. Now, for some of you new people that's on today, how in the world can the daughter be the parent? Got that mixed up. Oh, no, I don't. Because sometimes mothers allow the daughter to take the parent role. Even a three-year-old can take the parenting role. No, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. The mother says, oh, well, okay. You just switch roles. And once you allow a three-, five-, six-, eight-year-old young lady tell you what she's going to do and you submit to that, you just relinquish your authority, your power, and they will use that against you. because the same thing that they use to get you to relinquish your power at that moment, they're going to increase their power in that same area because they know they got you to do it one time, she'll do it again. Now, when you decide you don't want to do it the next time, you got a tantrum going on. Have you ever seen a little kid just fall out? They want, I want it, I want it. No, no, no. I want it, I want it. No, no, no. Then they, okay, I got to take this thing to a different level. She don't understand. She said yes the last time. So I'm going to pass out, and I'm going to have a fit on the floor. I'm going to embarrass her. Now, because they've got to take it up to another level to get that yes. Now, I remember trying that one time when I was a young girl. They had this doll that just came out, hold my hands and I will walk with you. So it was in August, and I didn't realize my mother had laid away that doll for me for Christmas. So, but I wanted it right at that moment. Now I should have known better. I just decided I was going to lay down on the floor and just have a tantrum. My mother snatched me up, as they can say, tore my behind out right in the store in front of everybody. And that was the last time I did that. She said, do you ever do that again? And, of course, I couldn't go downtown for a while. I was punished for showing out. But I saw other kids doing that. And I was like, it works for them. But my mother didn't play that. She said, oh, no, ma'am, you would not pull that on me. That is not happening. So, you know, my friends continued it, and they didn't get a spanking, but I knew if I did that, and I was more embarrassed with people looking at me get a spanking. She said, no, you show out there, and that's when I'm going to spank you right in the spot where you show out. That was enough for me. But sometimes when you allow the child to continue as they get to 14, 15, and 16, then you want to switch and you want to kill them because they're talking back to you. They're going out the house without permission, and you say, I don't know what to do with that girl. She's driving me insane. Well, go back and keep going back, regressing back to that time when you allow her to switch roles, and she took on a parenting role. You lost your authority. You relinquished to your daughter. But when you're talking about the parent, who is the parent, you know, it took me back to Matthew 18, 2 through 4, when God was talking about the child. Truly, he said, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so the understanding to me in that was that even though you are the parent, you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, you're still a child because God is the ultimate parent. So we expect our children to ask us for permission to do something. So what do you think God expects? God expects you to ask him for permission. He's the parent. You just don't go and do and say what you want to say. Because a lot of times people get it mixed up. They're thinking, well, I have free will and I can do it. Yes, you do. But he's expecting you, as the parent, come to him and ask him permission. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. May I have? Can I do? Is this acceptable by you? He's the parent. So when you get your parenting skills in order, then you're preparing yourself to parent your children. We can't give what we don't know and what we don't have. So check that out. Check Matthew 18, 2 through 4. Read it. Ask God, give me the wisdom and the understanding of what you're saying. I just shared a little bit about what he shared with me. You know, the parent, and that's why we're in problems. That's why we have lack. It's because we're not asking and coming in the right way. We are begging and we are actually demanding that God do something that he's already done. Everything is complete. May I, if it's your will. do this, see the things change. Since I started doing that, I'm seeing things changing in my life. A lot less emphasis on when, where, and how it's going to happen. I don't even think about that anymore. Just get out and say, okay, this day, whatever you want me to do today, Father, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to help? It's your day, and I work for you. You're the Father. What do you want me to do? So now that brings us to our topic today. How is your mother and daughter relationship? Your mother and daughter relationship should model your relationship with God. And that'll give you something to think about. How is my father model look like? Is it something that I'd want my daughter to do? Am I treating my father the way I want my daughter to treat me as the parent? So last week when I ended the show, my question was, I asked you to ask the women that you came in contact with, how is your mother and daughter relationship? I challenged you to do that. I don't know how many people did it. I hope someone did. But if you didn't, I mean, you know, it's up to you. You have choices. But it will lead you into a world of discovery. As you ask another woman, how is your mother and daughter relationship? I'm telling you, you're going to discover some experiences in mother and daughter relationship that's going to get you to an aha moment. People think that no one cares. But keep in mind, you are a disciple for mothers and daughters. If you're on this program, and you're constantly here. You are here because this is a part of your vision, your mission that God has attached us in this area. How is your mother and daughter relationship? Some people will say, you know, well, it's fine. I never thought about it. Well, girl, let me tell you. My daughter hasn't spoken to me in 5 years. Or, you know, you're going to get an array of thoughts and opinions, but it gives you an opportunity to minister the word, the good news of mother and daughter relationship. Take them to Ezekiel 16:44. And I'm not talking about just jumping on somebody and making them feel bad. Come on. We have common sense. You know how to be sensitive. It's just like any other conversation. How's your health? How's your family? Everybody doing well? Same level of interest. Because we're ambassadors for mothers and daughters. And just opening up that conversation will give you an opportunity to share the things that we talk about in this conversation at the round table. Your mothers and daughters around the world, and you get an opportunity to speak to a mother and daughter somewhere in your goings and comings throughout the day. We meet people for a reason. Sometimes we see them and we just smile. And that smile can change a person's life for that day. That person could be on their way to commit suicide. But when you looked at them and you smiled, you just preached the word of the gospel, the good news. You sent love to that person. So when you are talking to another woman, every woman is a daughter. And every daughter has a mother and daughter experience. You're going to add to that by saying something kind. How is your mother-daughter relationship? And don't be shy. You can share yours. I get on here and talk to you all about my mother-daughter relationship. I talk to you about my relationship with my daughter. The one thing we know, it is a work in progress. No one is there that they can say, oh, we have arrived and our relationship is good, it's perfect. No, because every second bring on a change. And you don't know what that change is going to be. So no one has arrived in their mother and daughter relationship. It's a work in progress. And whenever there is a change and it's a bump in the road, do not allow it to continue and fester into something that it is not. Pay attention to it at that moment. See, the mother and daughter relationship, even though the mother can have an adult daughter, you're still the mother. And you have to tend to that mother and daughter relationship as if that daughter was a newborn. Now, when your daughter was a newborn, between one day and 3 months, you had to really attend to that relationship. You don't look at that as a relationship. You just look at that as, that's my baby, and I got to feed the baby, change the baby's diapers. You know, I got to put the clothes on the baby, got to wash the baby. But you're billing a relationship. You have a relationship. Because the baby is communicating with you in some way. If I'm irritable, I'm going to cry to let you know, hey, come check on me. If I'm happy, I'm going to smile and laugh and grin, let you know you did a good job building the relationship. At what point in time did you decide that you don't have to attend to your baby? Because there's the same amount of time between the day that baby was born, your age, it's going to be the same amount of time if you're 80 and that baby is 60. At what time do you decide, I do not have to attend to my baby? Now let's take that to another level. At what time would God the Father, the Mother decide, I do not have to attend to my baby? She's 60 years old now, so she doesn't need me. I don't have to pay attention to her. But no, our Father watches over us. His eyes is never off of you. He attends to you every second because he knows within a second the enemy can come in and try to steal, kill, and destroy his relationship with his baby. So when you look at that and you compare your relationship with your father, are you attending to your baby? At what point in time do you make a decision that I don't have to attend to this baby anymore? She's off in college now. She's married. She's so grown, she don't pay me any attention. Oh, we can make up all kind of excuses. But is that going to work when you get in front of your father? But I gave you the example. I sent my beloved son to show you how I kept my eye on my baby. Did I ever give you an example telling you that you do not have to attend to your baby? That's what you're going to have to answer. That's what you need to look at in your heart. How is your mother and daughter relationship? And before you can go and ask the mother that you see on the street, ask yourself, how is my mother and daughter relationship? And keep asking until you get that aha moment. And it'll come up in your spirit belly, and it'll come straight on up through your heart. You will know. You will know. And once you know, you cannot go backwards. You got to go forward. You've got to address it. You've got to have that honest conversation. You've got to attend to that baby. You've got to attend to that relationship because you are the mother and you are responsible. God didn't choose me to preach the word just to make you feel good. It's a wake-up call. And until you get your mother and daughter relationship right, it'll be very hard for you to get what you want out of life and accomplish the things that you were sent here to do. Your relationship into another relationship and be successful. And I'm not just talking about I'm talking about any relationship. If your mother and daughter relationship is not good, or if your mother-son relationship is not good, you are going to have a difficult time having a relationship with a girlfriend, with a sister, with a cousin, coworker, with anyone in your community, because the core is still in your soul. It is in your spirit. It is in your mind. You know you are pretending. And until you get to the truth, you're going to be displaced. You're going to struggle to get where you need to go. It will set you free for those who love God. Are you attending to your baby? That's the question. Now, I'll tell you, just a couple weeks ago, Angela and I and my daughter had a discussion, and I came wrong. I did. I came with this, but let me tell you this. And so that's going to show you, you know, we as mothers, sometimes we get into that role and, you know, thinking that we, you know, and when I said it, well, she received it, and she came back like, well, Mama, you know, as a, we've gone back and forth for a moment, and it dawned on me, what are you doing? I said, okay, tell you what, this is how I do it. You know, you got your own way of doing it. I'm not telling you to do it the way I do it. You do it the way that you do it that feels good for you. Let's taper this, and I'm going to call you back, and then we'll finish talking about it. Because I had my opinion, she had hers, and I went to teach, and the whole time I'm teaching, my spirit was disturbed. I couldn't think properly. It just disturbed my spirit because I don't like for anything to go more than 10 or 15 minutes. I had to go just about all day. I didn't get back to a conversation with her. This was in the morning before 9. I didn't get back to a conversation until after 2. And it wasn't until after 2 I was at ease. I don't like it. So I don't understand how you can just allow something that come between you and your daughters and you don't feel bad about it. I felt so bad. I'm like, Bessie. And then I talked to Cynthia about it. And Cynthia told me, well, this is her perspective and this is how she saw it. And then I went, wow, okay. And I realized I was wrong. I was looking at it from my perspective. And she told me exactly what my daughter said, and she didn't even know what my daughter said. And that's when I said, okay, Lord, now I can't allow this to go on. I'm immediately calling and apologizing because I know if I left that undone and allowed time to come in on it, we may have had some problems. Just that's what happens. It comes from something very simple. You disagree. Well, everybody's entitled to have their opinion. But you've got to know this relationship is so valuable to me that I am not going to allow a miscommunication to interrupt my bond with my daughter. And that's the way I looked at it. We very seldom get one of those. But when we get there, I said, oh, no, the enemy is not coming in here. You have to realize that's his job. His job is to steal, to destroy, and to kill. And if he can kill that relationship between a mother and daughter, he has just destroyed a family. He has just destroyed generational growth came from you and your daughter. Now, that's my take on it today. How is your mother and daughter relationship? I'm going to open up the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Cynthia?
Good. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying your family, as you said, and I know that you look forward to these trips, so I'm just hoping that all is well and that you guys will have a great weekend together.
We are having a ball. Today, I forgot to say, today is my father's, my daddy's 80th birthday. So
wow.
He's so excited. We told him, we went on and told him that we're having a dinner for him. But he probably thinks the family here that and the people that he knows here, but he don't realize his brothers and sisters, and they're coming from Washington and, you know,
wow.
The Carolinas, and, you know, people coming from all over the place. He's just going to be, I hope he don't pass that out in the name of Jesus, cancer. But he's going to be just blown away when they walk into the
awesome.
Room. So we are excited. He's in good health. He had a praise report last week. The doctor said he is in perfect health. He don't take any medication. I just thank God, because you pray
Amen.
Over him, keeping him, you know, in perfect health. So, yes,
Amen.
We'll talk about how is your mother and daughter relationship.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I come in from the mother-son perspective, and I come in, and I'm so pleased that I have that other piece because, you know, one thing was impinged upon me in graduate school. We as mothers or we as daughters, oftentimes we want to take the relationship to where we want to take it, but here's the thing. We can't take anything beyond where we're willing to go. Oftentimes, mothers not willing to surrender or apologize. Oftentimes, the daughter's not willing to apologize, and then they have children and they expect their children they want their children to forgive them, but then they're not willing to forgive their parents. And so how does that work? And I just asked some ladies this week, how does that work? You want your daughters to, your children to forgive you, but you ain't willing to forgive your mother. I'm like, does that not make us a hypocrite?
Yeah.
So how is that going to work for you? And then you said something else that was very, very important. You know, recently within the last 6 months, I had this epiphany or this aha moment. I was just so tired this particular week, Dr. Fletcher. I was just so tired. And I remember going to bed that night, and God just kept talking to me, telling me to get up and go talk to my own baby, my son. Because I work, you know, and the public know that we work with substance abuse moms. And I just refused to get up, and he just kept saying, get up. He said, what good is all of this if you lose your own son to the very thing that you're fighting for? Because I had been noticing my son coming here, because my son moved from New York and he's back home. So he was struggling with existence and not doing what he wants to do. And so I had been noticing him with the bottles. I've been noticing him. I smelled the weed. And whatnot, and I had just not been wanting to confront him because he is 25. He gets to do what he wants to do, but not in my house.
Yeah.
And so I'm just walking past him every day, not saying anything because I don't want to have a confrontation. But God said, no. You're doing all of this to save somebody else, and you're going to let your own son go down the drain? The devil's a liar. And he just kept waking me up. He said, no, get up and go talk to him now. And I was in a subconscious state because I don't remember getting up, but I remember waking up on the side of the bed, and my husband and my son were sitting there, and I said, it must have been about 5 something in the morning. I'm like, why are we up so soon? And then they told me about the whole thing that had taken place, how I had gone in there and broke down, because my son actually thought I had a mental break. because I was just simply telling him what God had said. See, we got to pay attention to when God is telling us to do something because we can lose our children.
Right.
And we can lose that relationship that God holds dear, our children, to us.
Right.
And so you can't take anybody any further than you're willing to go. And I just thank you for always challenging me and challenging, and we challenge each other because you mentioned our conversation. So we challenge each other. We come and we talk, and oftentimes people don't want to hear that they might have been wrong. I thank you that you're open. I thank you that I'm open, that we can bounce off each other to get a perspective. And it's all about a perspective.
Right. And that's why we're here. We're here to share that. And if you're not going to be honest, there's no need to be here in this conversation. That's what I double. And I I'm the facilitator. So, you know, if I can't recognize what God is telling me, how am I going to be out here telling someone else how to manage their mother-daughter relationship, and my mother-daughter relationship is off the hook. All right, thank you for sharing. We have someone else that want to talk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
I love you much, and enjoy that party tonight, and I know y'all are going to have a great time. Bye-bye.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And I thank you. Thank God that you had the wisdom to get up. And I just want to say this before I go. When you were talking and you said, I don't remember getting up, and God is telling you, get up, get up, get up. You know, the enemy, oh, you sleepy. Oh, you can do it in the morning. See, and it only works when God tells you to do it. That's why Jesus said, I only do what the Father says and say what the Father say and do what the Father do. But he does it when he tells him to do it. That's why the miracles occur. So undoubtedly you I don't know what happened, but it seems to me that he told the angels, pick her up and take her where she needs to go. And that's why I think you don't remember it. Because he knew if you didn't do it when he said, then it may be 40, 50 years and your son has such great talent. He did not want to see that going down the drain. He wanted to use him to be a blessing to someone else. So thank you for sharing that. And that's honesty. And sometimes people don't want to do that, but I know somebody's blessed from that.
Amen. Right. Thank you so much.
Right. Have a blessed day. I'll see you when I get back.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Good morning. 2734. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Evangelist Latoya Davis from Brooklyn, New York. I was listening to you today, and when you said you had that aha moment when God told you you was a preacher, I had that same moment when I became evangelist, and I know what my job is, and sometimes, you know, I get backtracked, or I be like, I'm just one person. No, I'm evangelist. My job is to go out there and evangelize and win soul over for the kingdom of God. God already placed that in my mind, and I know what it is. But sometimes the enemy, you know, try to tell you, no, you can't do it. It's bigger than you. When one person say no, you just keep going. You just keep doing God's work. As I was listening to Cynthia, I was like, wow, chills got all over me because I know that was God telling her, you know, to get up and go and talk to her son. And sometimes we don't want to do something like then and there. So God had the angels to do it for her. She remember everything, but God wanted that to happen right then and there. And it was our intervention from God and the angels. So I could just see that was done, and that was, you know, great. And going back to your mother and daughter relationship, and it is so important. I went out with my daughter last Saturday. We went and got our nails done, and then we went out and we ate. We went to a steakhouse and we ate, and we took pictures and laughed and Tink Tink. My granddaughter, her name is Alicia, but I call her Tink Tink. She told both of us, when we together, and if she hear I'm going off to the side, she's going to say Nana. And if she hear her mother going off to the side, she's going to say Mommy, because she wants us to be together as a family. And when she said that, we just say, wow. You know, sometimes it takes a child to bring the family together. So I just said that it was just an aha moment for me then, too. So I'm just hoping that I stay online and she don't have to say Nana, you know. And I realized because she did say Mommy to Tisha one time in the restaurant when she was going off on something. So I said I have to be, you know, conscious. Like you said, any little thing could take you off track, just like with you and Angie. You know, y'all real close, and if you didn't, you know, if you didn't, like, stop it right then, it could have been, it could have went anywhere. It could have been something else. So you just stop it right there. So I learned a lot today, and that's why I look forward to the Mothers and Daughter Bonding session, and I'm grateful I'm part of the co-host, and just keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy your family. Take a lot of pictures because I want to see it, and I love you all. Tell Andy I'll order her book. I'm just waiting for it to come. I'm going to read it and give her a review. I just love you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I am so proud of you guys for going out last week because I know you've been working on your relationship. And, you know, the enemy tried to stop it, but he's not going to stop it this time because, see, Alicia has said, what? I am going to intercede. Now, that's something when a child says, I am going to intercede. I guess she says it in her mind, well, if y'all ain't got enough sense to realize when y'all going to the left or to the right, I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing because she's on the outside looking in, but she also know you love each other. And she's like, I'm the one that's missing out on all this loving when we get together and have fun. So thank God for children. You know, a child, he said the child would do what? Would lead. So she says, Nana, you just say, yes, ma'am. Okay. Because we all need that. We all need that something that will say, no, don't do it. Because it's not worth it. It is not worth it. It's not worth it. God bless you. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you next week.
You too.
Love you. Bye-bye. So I'm excited about the comments. Anybody else want to comment, just click one. But just know that your mother and daughter relationship is key to your success. I'm telling you, mothers, if you and your children are out of order, you can't, it's like dragging a ton on your feet trying to get. You're just like, oh, I'm going to leave them alone and I'm going to keep going. But you can't move back. You're moving very slow. You're just dragging your it aggravates your heart. And when your heart is not happy and your heart is not light, then it aggravates your pressure. It aggravates your cholesterol. It aggravates your weight. You know, everything is out of order in your body and you wonder why. It aggravates your success, your prosperity, because the enemy got the one thing he knows that can slow you down, and that is your child. Now, the one thing you want to get a mother upset, you want to get her wings flustered, you mess with that baby chick. You'll see exactly what will happen because we don't play like that. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care what they do. I don't care how out of order. You better not mess with them. Then you will really see what the mother think about her daughter. So with all that being said this week, I'm asking you to please, when you go out and you see a mother and daughter, ask them, how is your mother and daughter relationship? Now, I know sometimes people say, well, you know, my mother's dead and you know, I don't have a good relationship with, I didn't have a good relationship with her. I don't know how to have a relationship with my daughter or my granddaughter because I can't correct the one that I had with my mother. But if you come on this show, if you know anybody like that, have them come on the show and listen. They're going to hear. But you can also, I tell people as a Christian clinical psychologist, I tell my clients that's in that position, get a chair, put your chair in front of that chair, and you sit as if you're looking at your mother. and you actually have that conversation from one spirit to another spirit. And see, what happens is that we are looking for the body. The body is just a shell. The body has nothing, no purpose except for carrying around the soul. And the soul never dies. So when you get that in your head, you can sit there and see your mother's soul in that chair. Don't worry about the physical body. The physical body has no purpose other than to carry around the spirit and the soul. So now that you see the spirit and soul sitting here, you talk to your mother as if she's sitting there. If you have to close your eyes and you talk and you say what you have to say, and I'm telling you, when you get to that aha moment and it breaks and you start crying and you shed, it'll leave you. It will leave you. Satan will have no more control over you. He will take anything that he possibly can to steal the vision, your thought, your purpose, because he know God sent you here for a reason. He sent you here to accomplish something. And if you displace it every day, you don't know why you're here. You don't know what you're doing. You're just doing something to make money, but you're not comfortable. You're not really fulfilling what God has placed in your heart. Making money is never going to take care of that passion. It can't. It's a piece of paper with a man's face on it. Some numbers, some words, some symbols. Are you serious? How in the world is that going to soothe your spirit? It's not. But the enemy has made money in the minds of most people to be the power play. People run around the lottery, power, because they think, if I get enough money, I'm going to be happy. And see, what God has for you, you can't even buy it. What God gave you, you can't buy it, you can't make it. To rear that daughter and to seek him as why he gave you that daughter, and how can you help him help this daughter achieve what you sent her to do. That's your responsibility as a mother. So how is your mother and daughter relationship? I want to make this a buzz statement. I want to hear it everywhere we go. You know how they pick up on a buzz statement and they do what they want to do? Well, I want to make this a buzz statement. I want everybody to start saying, how is your mother and daughter relationship? Hold on 1 minute, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. You have a blessed week. Please, I'm challenging you. Ask. Get the word out. How is your mother and daughter relationship? I want to hear some comments on that next week. God bless you, love you, and I'm going to go enjoy my dad's 80th birthday. Bye-bye.